Brian, despite all the recent turmoil, you must have been so proud of the players after that gutsy performance.
Yeah, massively proud. I think we've put in a fine display, but unfortunately been undone by three set pieces. And, you know, they're not top of the league or right at the top for any reason. They're a very good side, and they punished us when we didn't deal with those set pieces.
You had to contend with their direct style, which you obviously knew about. Two incidents, though, concerning both goalkeepers having an impact on the game.
Yeah, well, you know, we started the game with Charlie on one leg. He pulled his groin in the warm-up and said that he wanted to be out there and give it a go. And, you know, it's massive credit to him. But he just couldn't continue after half-time. So we started the half just, you know, to get the lad some reassurance. But a couple of minutes in, we had to bring him off due to the fact that, you know, he could barely stand, and he was in a lot of agony. So we wanted to protect him. You know, he's got a long career ahead of him. I'm sure he'll go back to Leyton Orient, you know, tomorrow and get that assessed. And I'm hoping it ain't going to be so bad for the lad, you know. And then I haven't spoke to anybody yet apart from, you know, their management team that said it wasn't handball. I don't know what it looked like from up here, but it did look like a clear handball from us. You know, I will put this on record. I apologise to Liam because I was a little bit unprofessional in the way I acted towards him. I maybe shouldn't have had a go at him like I did. You know, their benches then jumped up and it's got a little bit silly. But, you know, I apologise to Liam, and I've apologised to him, and I'll go again because, you know, I'm a better man than that. So, you know, but it just looks like a clear handball. And maybe then that changes the game, but, you know, we'll never know now.
Well, Granger gets penalised, and a mishit free kick drops to one of the Telford players. It's like that, isn't it, when you're going through a sticky patch?
Yeah, I mean, the lino said that Charlie's out of the area when he throws it, but come on. I don't know, you know, when your luck's down, your luck's down. And how many times a goalkeeper's out just outside the area when they're kicking it or throwing it, and, you know, at vital times, the vital decisions went against us. But I'm proud of the lads, you know, with a scholar who's actually got 6 in 3 games as a centre-forward, goes in goal for you, and the rest of the team put in the display to protect him and keep the ball away from the goal. I thought it was credit to everybody at Histon Football Club.
Yeah, and some fine football played in the second half. Chances created in that first half, though, which you could have taken the lead.
Dave, how many times have we said that? We, you know, they missed a couple of chances just before we had the golden one. You take that chance and go 1-0 up. You know, again, the game's different. And, you know, we had two, you know, one-on-ones almost. Nathan's one is a one-on-one, and Michael's through, and he's just got to do a little bit better with a shot. And that's been the story of our season. Vital times, vital misses. And then other teams have gone up the other end. You know, it's a soft free kick for the first goal, for their first free kick. But again, we don't pick up properly, and they score. And then, like you said, you know, from there, you know, it's a soft one with a second one, and we conceded the third from a corner. So disappointing in that respect.
You're understandably a little emotional when we spoke last weekend. Has the confidence risen at all during the week in terms of the club's future direction?
Look, I've said this no end of times. I'm so thankful to the board that are in place for the work they're doing. It's totally not their fault. They are just trying to do their best to keep this club alive. And I understand that. You know, would I want the situation to be different? Of course I would. You know, we don't want to be in this situation because we've got a good group of lads. And today they've proven that. You know, they've been told they're not going to get paid, and they've gone on and put the performance they're in. But, you know, the situation hasn't changed at the moment, Dave. We're in a tough one. We've got to keep battling. The great thing is Tuesday comes very quick. We can bounce back, and if we put in that display, we'll be okay.
Yes, that win, as you say, surely be forthcoming if you put in that sort of performance on Tuesday against Oxford. One thing's for sure, it's certainly been testing your wheeling and dealing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was up till late last night trying to do another one, but it didn't quite come in on time. And you're basically just making phone calls and trying to ask favours off people because, you know, they have to be for free. And what we're finding is that people are willing to do it, but chief execs and chairman aren't. And I can understand that. You know, a massive, massive thank you must go to Neil Harris, to Will de Havilland, and to Millwall Football Club. What a great club they are, and what a great professional Neil Harris is. He's seen that there's a team in trouble. He knows that we can help Will develop, and it will be good for him. And he's given us the opportunity to bring him here. And, you know, I must thank him for that as well.